The new has come. You're a brand new creature if you are in Christ Jesus. Our old way of thinking is gone. We no longer waste time pursuing selfish and worldly aspirations. We have found a new purpose in life, to honor God with everything we say and do. Our relationship with Christ is the key to unlocking a life filled with abundant joy.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
He came to save us. That's the good news. That's the gospel message. But we have to understand that even living the Christian life, we have to continue to crucify our flesh, continue to sacrifice to live for Him. I can't tell you how many times in a week my flesh just wants to rise up. The old nature wants to come back. And I have to say, God, forgive me. Forgive me for this. And I'm sure if we poll the room, I'm not alone in this. Things make us mad. That's not righteous indignation. It's just worldly madness. And we have to say, God, forgive me. But here's the thing. He's faithful to forgive us when we ask. Paul stated to the Galatians that he had been crucified with Christ and no longer lived, but Christ lived in Paul. It's the same for each and every one of us. We were crucified. When we believe in Christ's work, we were crucified. Our sins were crucified to that cross. And Christ has given us a new nature and a new life in Him. We can't live that nature in the flesh. We live that nature in the Spirit, and it's a work of Almighty God. Rejoice in that. I'm thankful that I don't have to just try and live the Christian life. I'm thankful that God has given me the power through His Holy Spirit to be able to live the Christian life. How wonderful is that? But again, we have to sacrifice. We have to crucify our flesh. And sometimes we're doing that daily. Sometimes we're doing that multiple times a day. But He is faithful and just to forgive us. And right along with that comes prayer. We talk to God through prayer. We listen to God through prayer in our quiet, still time. We ask Him to forgive us, and He will forgive us. Sometimes those prayers are sacrifices in and of themselves. Hebrews 13:15 says, "Give the sacrifice of praise." There's many times probably when you don't even feel like coming in to worship God. There are probably times you don't feel like picking up His word or praying or talking to Him because life just gets you down. In those times, give Him the sacrifice of praise. This week, I had a time like that. And through sacrificing praise to God, all of a sudden, He changed my whole entire attitude and outlook. That's how good our God is. And that's part of the Christian life. That's part of living the Christian life, is that He will do for you when you're willing to sacrifice and ask Him. He's willing to do for you what you can't do naturally. The last thing about the Christian life is this. The Christian life demands unwavering perseverance until the end. In Hebrews, and I would encourage you to go back and read all of Hebrews 10 this week in your devotion time, but in Hebrews 10, 38 and 39, it explicitly states that the Christian life demands unwavering perseverance to the end. And it even quotes the Old Testament prophet of Habakkuk saying, "The just shall live by faith, but God finds no pleasure in the one who draws back." Jesus even reinforces this in the gospel in Luke when he says, "No person having put their hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God." Over and over and over and over again in both the New and the Old Testament, we get this idea about looking back. You don't do that. You keep pushing forward to the end. So at the end of life, you hear God say, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." I don't know about you, but that's what I want to hear. I pray that's what you also want to hear. But thank God for His grace, because we are saved by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. And I'm so thankful for God's grace and for God's mercy, because God helps us endure to the end. Those days where you just want to give up, His Holy Spirit, if you're truly a blood-bought child of God, His Holy Spirit will well up within you and give you confidence. And if you miss the mark, again, that's where crucifying the flesh, asking for forgiveness, comes into play. In the Old Testament, there was no hope. In the Old Testament, we see time and time again where people turned back, and the wages of sin is death, and we would see those wages being played out immediately. I think one of the greatest places that we see this is in Genesis 19, where Lot and his family are told to leave Sodom and Gomorrah because it's going to be destroyed. And of course, we know Abraham was responsible for, if there's just 10 righteous there, Lord, will you spare it? And because of Abraham's faithfulness and praying to God and talking with God, that Lot and his family were able to come out of that darkness. But if we read, it just seems like they were still, even after the angels came and warned them, that they were still just sort of wanting to wander around in that place. And the angels were finally like, "Hey, get out of here. We're getting ready to destroy this. Get out of here." Seems like there was a reluctance to wanting to go. But the angel said in Genesis 19:17, "Escape for your life. Do not look back or stop anywhere in the valley. Escape to the hill, lest you be swept away." Then just 9 verses later, in 19:6, we see Lot's wife doing what the angel had said not to do. She looked back, and what happened to her? Exactly, she was turned to a pillar of salt. The wages of sin is death, and those wages were called up instantly. Instantly. To live the Christian life, we have to persevere to the end. But here's the good news. With grace, with God's Holy Spirit residing within us, it's so much easier, because when we want to give up, or if we do look back, we start thinking about how good it was in Egypt. God's Holy Spirit, God's grace and His mercy has given us His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit starts saying, "Hey, wait. Was it really as good as you think it was back there?" In the New Testament, we see a whole different ballgame. In Luke's gospel, under grace, Peter stands up at the end and says, "Jesus, even if it cost me my life, I'll never deny you." Well, what happened with Peter? He didn't deny Jesus once. He didn't deny Jesus twice. He denied Jesus 3 times. Now, in our human thought, which is worse, denying Jesus 3 times or just turning around to look at a city being destroyed? In your mind, what's worse? But see, sin is sin. What's the difference? Jesus gave His life, not just for Peter, but for each and every one of us. And because of that, He afforded His grace, God's grace, to each and every one of us. So then in the Gospel of John chapter 21, we witness Jesus restoring Peter three times. Peter, do you love me? You know I love you, Lord. Then feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. Then feed my sheep. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know all things. Yes, I love you. Then feed my sheep. How beautiful that picture of grace is. And see, we're able to live the Christian life because of God's grace and His mercy, because of the indwelling presence of His Holy Spirit, because when you believe in Christ and when He has forgiven you of your sin, He has given you His Holy Spirit of promise. He has sealed you with His Holy Spirit of promise. So like Peter, when we have those mess up marks, thank God that the wages for our sin isn't just immediately called up anymore. Thank God for His grace. Thank God that we're living in that time where we can say, God, I have messed up miserably. And God says, do you love me? Then do that work which I've called you to do. Your call is without repentance. I forgive you. Keep moving on for the kingdom. How wonderful that is. How that should make our hearts rejoice this morning. So in closing, what is the Christian life? Well, Jane read it to us this morning in our call to worship. 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. You are a brand new creature if you are in Christ Jesus. Our old way of thinking is gone. We no longer waste time pursuing selfish and worldly aspirations. We have found a new purpose in life, to honor God with everything we say and do. Our relationship with Christ is the key to unlocking a life filled with abundant joy and pleasure. We are assured that God has given us His grace and His mercy and His Holy Spirit, so that we are able to walk out the life that He has called us to. So we come into the Christian life by asking God to forgive us of our sins, placing faith and trust and confidence and believing in Christ's work at Calvary, His shedding of blood, His blood, His holy blood for us. Then we spend time in His Word, getting to know Him better, getting to understand Him, letting our roots grow down deeply in Him. We spend time in prayer, not just talking to Him, but listening for Him. We spend time with other believers, other like-minded people. Doesn't mean necessarily we believe exactly alike on every little thing, but we all together want to grow in Christ Jesus. And we gather together with like-minded people, iron sharpening iron, so that we more mirror the image of Christ day after day. And when we miss the mark, we ask God to forgive us. And He is faithful and just to do just that. He picks us up, He cleans us off, and He sends us on our way doing that work which He has called us to do, because your call is without repentance. In other words, God doesn't say, hey, you missed the mark, it's all over. No, He says, you're forgiven. Keep pressing on. And when we get to the end of life, if we continue to serve Christ and endure, at the end of life, we hear, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Not because of anything that we've done, but because of what Christ has done for us.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.